You are listening to the Creative Minds Brilliant Life podcast. Here, we talk about the creative process, inspiration, innovation, and how we can all live a more beautiful and abundant life, whether you consider yourself an artist or not, because life itself is a creative experience. I'm your host, Nicole Garapi, coming to you from a small island in the middle of the Caribbean Sea called St. Croix. I'm a jewelry designer, art gallery owner, former ballerina, and thriving artist. And I believe in living a more beautiful, connected, and intentional life through the experience of creativity. So let's get into today's episode. What would you say is the thing that you are the most passionate about? We often hear that passion is what fuels creativity, but passion is so much bigger, in my opinion. So I am extremely passionate about what I do. This is something that I have been told forever that people really feel it's very obvious. People are constantly telling me that it's very obvious that I'm passionate about what I do. And this is literally everything that I do, right? I can be sometimes a bit like a little kid because when I get really excited about something, I no longer try to contain my excitement, right? For many years, I thought that I had to fit into some little box, some mold, and look a certain way, even as a creative business owner. You know, because I've always sold pretty expensive items, luxury products, mostly jewelry. I felt like I had to be a certain way in order to be a jewelry salesperson. I mean, jewelry salesperson is probably not what I would call myself, but to be a jewelry business owner. And so for a long time, I just kind of hid that passion, that real like raw excitement that I think we all have as children. Many years ago, I think I was actually a teenager, I did a program at Kripalu Center in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, which is like a yoga and meditation retreat center. And I did this program called Quest for the Limitless You. And I love the name of that. And I also love the idea of just getting back. And it was actually mentioned in the program about getting back to that place where we were as children, where everything was exciting. Life was exciting. Everything was possible. And that's really how I feel about my creative business. And I think that as artists, as creatives, even just if you don't consider yourself a creative person or an artist, like if you have a business or you are selling something or, you know, maybe it's just a service and not a product, having passion about what you do when you are working with your clients is really everything. That is, it's so important because it is infectious. When you are around somebody who is excited, passionate, fired up about whatever they are doing, you literally feel it. It is like a vibration. You get tuned in to that energy. And who doesn't want to be around people like that? I love being around people who are just fired up and excited about what they do. And, you know, maybe you had, like, if you could think about a teacher that you had in school, I bet if you think about a really cool teacher, there's going to be somebody that comes to mind. And they probably are not coming to your mind because of how much, you know, how interesting they made the material or how much you learned from that class, right? You are probably remembering this person because they made it fun. There was something about their personality. They were more dynamic. Maybe it was a sense of humor. Maybe it was, you know, I had teachers that were just very theatric in front of a classroom and, you know, very theatrical and very much like putting on a show. And that inspires us to learn. So underneath all of that is passion, you know? I'm thinking of, there is somebody who is a PR expert. She's a very successful PR expert. And I worked with her for a short time because I just loved her energy. I wasn't even sure that I was ready to start working more on PR for my business, but I heard her speak at a conference that I was at, and I was like, wow, this woman is just on fire. I want what she is having. I want all of that. I am all in. And just like the, you know, going back to the teacher in school, you do end up learning more from somebody who gets you invested, even if it's like something that you're like not super excited about. Just being around that is going to make you like open up to new ideas, new things, new inspiration. Passion to me is being fired up about life, about everything that we get to do. Like, passion for me is not just about my creativity, although I believe creativity, of course, runs through everything that we do. But it's not just about my tangible art form and necessarily about business. Again, like I said, I feel like I'm going back to this place in my life where I am just so unashamed to be ridiculously excited about whatever fires me up. Like, there's no more fitting into that little box of what society wants us to be. It is time for like big energy to really fully be showing up for the stuff that excites us. Like, I am here for it. Let's bring it. We need more people who are excited about life, excited about what they do, because as I have said already, it is infectious. Other people feel it and other people want more of that. And if we can inspire other people to be really alive and passionate about things, I mean, in my opinion, there is nothing better. Like, I love it when I am talking about something and somebody matches my energy. I'm like, yes, let's get on the same level. Let's talk about this. This is incredible. This is amazing. We get to do this life thing. Holy crap. You know, it is awesome. So I can't say always, actually. I'm going to backtrack on this. This is another great example. I've told a story on a previous podcast episode. I've told this story quite a bit, actually, because it's a huge part of my journey. When I was about 16 years old or so, I lost a scholarship that I was auditioning for, competing for in front of this examiner. And it was for a very prestigious summer dance program that I wanted to go to. And it was very obvious to everybody in that audition that I was the best dancer technically. But the girl who ended up winning that scholarship was much more passionate, and she actually even introduced herself as, and her choreography as being a dance and a routine full of passion and emotion or something along those lines. Feeling and emotion was what she had said, not passion. And that experience, because the auditioner even spoke to me, had me repeat my solo a second time. Nobody else repeated their solos. She even explained to me that they were trying to pull out more feeling from me, and I was just going through the motions technically, and there wasn't enough feeling. Well, I'm a pretty quick learner. I, for the most part, try not to make the same mistakes twice, especially when it's around something like that, like my dance career, like any career, anything that I do. So that was the moment that everything changed for me. 100% the moment that everything changed, because from then on, I went really deep. I had to go deep within myself and really figure out what was driving me. And it was, you know, in hindsight, it was a great experience in my life because it taught me so much. But ever since then, I have really started showing up with more passion, with more feeling, and really pouring my heart and soul into what I do. So we all get to have this. And so I was saying that I've pretty much always had this, but it's sort of like a muscle, right? Because sometimes we don't feel like being excited. We don't feel like being high energy. We don't feel like being fired up. But here's this energy thing. You know, I'm very much into energies. When we're having kind of a low day, If we can't, sometimes we have to go first, right? We have to be the big energy. We have to be the one that finds something to get excited about. I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, it works. We actually boost our own energy just with a little jump start. Obviously, because I work with clients, I'm working with other humans, and it is my business, I will have to be the big energy first. That's another place. I love it when people match me in my energy. Plenty of people don't, but that's part of the type of business that I run. That's really the best thing. And like anything else, we're not going to be good at everything right away. New things and concepts aren't going to feel comfortable. So if like showing up and being really passionate and being really excited about what you do in whatever your field, your business, your industry is, it may not feel natural at first. It's like a workout, a new workout. They're not fun for the most part. And they're definitely not fun when you're starting a new one and trying something new. But we build the muscle. We build the muscle and we build the muscle memory, and it gets easier. And we also know what's on the other side of it, right? On the other side of a workout is feeling good, endorphins, getting in better shape. On the other side of showing up with your big energy is making a connection. And you never know, actually, what's on the other side. Maybe it's a big sale. Maybe it's an incredible, like, connection with somebody. Maybe it's an opportunity that unlocks something. That's really the magic of like being in that high energy, high vibe place of being in your passionate, fired up energy. You never know what you're going to invite in, because the kind of people who, you know, do really cool stuff and maybe want to collaborate with people or have these great opportunities that they might have available to present to you, they tend to be the dynamic, the big, the passionate people. So that's energy matching right there. That's being on the level of the things that you want, right? So I often wonder what keeps people from really being in their full power, in their full passion, in their full energy, because I just shared the story of what it looked like for me to get over that hump. Because, you know, if you are somebody, and it totally depends on how, what your business looks like and how you interact with people. But at the end of the day, if you are making money, if you are in business in some way, shape, or form, you're probably interacting in some capacity with other human beings. So business is so much about human connection and building those relationships. And we just like to be around people who are excited. So doing that and bringing that into your business and whatever that looks like, I mean, that is such an incredible way to make those connections and open the doors. And, you know, passion is where I get excited. Passion is what feels right for me. Going back to the idea of matching energies, some people may actually be turned off by my big, passionate energy. And you know what? If that's true, those people are not my people. Some people may really, you know, find themselves drawn to somebody who has a little bit more of a nurturing energy and is a little bit softer. That's not so much me, although I can hold space for others and I do appreciate making other people feel good. I tend to just want to do it with my big dynamic energy. So, but it's energy matching, and whatever, you know, we can be excited and passionate and fired up in our own ways. You know, we could think of it as the vibe of positivity, basically, because I think most of us like positive people. We like to be around positive people. It just feels good. Again, it's that energy. It's that vibration. So showing up with passion is such an important component, in my opinion, to navigating life and business as a creative, right? If we are, I get really excited when I create something really good. Like, think about that feeling. Think about the feeling when you have just made something and you are in love with it. as we should be, right? There's no arrogance there. That's like owning your power and owning your art and owning your everything. So I would very often finish a piece of jewelry, and my jewelry sells very fast. Sometimes it doesn't even get photographed before it goes out the door on some of my one-of-a-kind pieces. But I would finish a piece of jewelry, and I would have to just put it on a display piece for me to stare at before it even just went in the case, because I wanted to just revel in the excitement and the energy of what I had just made. I loved it. I would just look at this piece and be so damn proud of myself, you know? And that's the feeling. That's the feeling for me, that being an artist, being, you know, somebody who creates and makes things of beauty with my hands, with my mind, with my inspiration, like, how cool is this for a job? We get to do this, and we get to share it with other people. If you are listening to this podcast, that's probably your jam too. That's what we're here for. That's what we're all about. So think about that energy being the energy that you want to bring to your interactions with your people, whether you're selling direct to consumer or you're selling, you know, more of a B2B space, whatever, or, you know, you're doing service, whatever it is. Bring that excited, passionate, fired up, true creative energy into it. It is amazing. And I would love for you to do an experiment. Because I really like, I like trying things and recording the results, actually. But what if you just did something different and tried to show up every day with a little more passion, fire, and excitement, and watch the way the world around you changes? If you've ever been around somebody who's like, newly in love or something, this is the thing too. It's like people notice. So like, what is going on with that person? Like, clearly they've got something good going on. The same thing when you're tapped into your creative energy, your creative fire, your creative passion. That is the good stuff. Other people notice, and it is infectious. And you know, passion isn't just a spark. This is the flame, that the torch that illuminates our path as creatives, both in business and in life. Here are the takeaways from this episode. People who are passionate are infectious. We just want to be around them. We want what they are having. So what if you were that person? What if you were the one fired up, inspired, excited with passion? What would that do for your life and your business? Being in that place of feeling the passion and the excitement is like tapping into that well of childlike excitement, like my quest for the limitless you at Kripalu. What is the limitless you? Where is that place that we found so much excitement about everything in life when we were young? And why have we turned that off? People who are in love are also infectious in their own way. We see it. It is obvious. And again, we want to be in that energy. It reminds us of what that energy felt like. And matching energy, when you vibe high, when you are in your full, big, beautiful, dynamic energy, you attract people who have the same energy and are on the same level. This is the goal. This is what we want. So what would your life look like if you brought a little more passion, fire, energy, and inspiration into your life? I bet you would see the world around you change.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's Creative Conversation. I am so thrilled you are on this journey with me. If you haven't already, please subscribe to or follow this podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. And I would also love it if you would give the show a 5-star rating and leave a written review. This helps me out so much. And if you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Nicole Garraby. Let's stay connected because this journey is so much better together.